This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, you do know that song, don't you?
I did actually know that, but I wouldn't have known who it's by or what it's called.
She's kind of a one-hit wonder, so I don't... Yeah, that makes total sense to me. You're back with The Bad Gays with Alex.
And Matt.
Woo! We're here for the next hour almost. We're doing everything bad. And you may have heard, if you're just tuning in, you haven't, but if you were listening before, you would have heard, topic of the week, mystery roads being built up north. It's very scary. Oh, that was not the scary theme. Anyway.
I love the way you're sort of over-pitching.
I'm trying to make it really dramatic. Anyway, okay, what would you do, Matt, if your mystery new roads being built overnight without... That's a pretty short span of time. That's pretty... I'd be freaked out if new roads were, like, bought... Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Without any prior notice or warning. Well, that's what many locals are going through currently in the coastal town of Noosa in Queensland. An article from Yahoo News breaks what some may call the mystery, a mystery for Scooby-Doo. Locals were stunned to see overnight photos on their Facebook community group of aerial shots of the deemed to be new roads. They're not quite ready yet, though. They're just kind of bushland that have been cleared and marked with some dust to be put in place where roads are proposed to be built. But long story short, these aren't actually... They weren't planned to be roads. They were just instant action taken after a nearby town was hit with several bushfires. You know, Queensland and New South Wales, they've been having so many bushfires up there recently.
You know, land clearing for bushfires is fairly regular.
Yeah, and they're called bush clearances, and they just prevent any wildfire from spreading because, you know, we all know it spreads within seconds.
Yeah.
And it destroys, you know, hectares over hectares. It's crazy, the statistics you hear. So that's actually the reason why these... And if you're wondering, Alex, what the heck are you talking about? If you go to our socials, Bad Gays on Joy, we've uploaded the photos so you can see what we're talking about. It's really
full
on.
Well, you know, things that come from up north are always a constant source of mystery for me. I've got to put my head up. But look, it almost sounds like some weird type of crap crop circle.
It does look like that.
Where the alien has just sort of thought, oh, you know, I can't be bothered doing circles tonight. I'm just going to do a straight line. You know, and the reason I say that crop circles is because it's kind of how you've pitched this story, right? You're saying that they've just appeared overnight and they were undiscovered by random aerial shots, much like crop circles.
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I agree. And they're red. They look a little bit.
To me, it's just like somebody's built a road, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe not wanted to build a road, but wanted to clear land.
Or is it the matter of, you know, there was no public consultation from the council that these were planned to be laid in the area?
That is what I'm leading up to, Mark. You're reading my mind. Great minds are thinking alike. Yeah, locals have left divided. Some are claiming that they're okay with it, but others, you know, especially the Greenies, are saying, no, you're killing these innocent trees. How dare you? But it should be noted that Noosa's council's environment is sustainable... Development Director Kim Rawlings confirmed that the company did not get necessary approval before clearing the bushland. So that's what, you know, a majority of the locals are pissed off about.
Well, I mean, I can't remember ever being consulted that much about things that are happening infrastructure-wise around my area. It all seems a little bit...
So we're kind of just expected to deal with it and...
Well, I don't know. I mean, look... I kind of suspect that your good old Aussie NIMBY is in abundance in Noosa. Would that be unfair to say? I mean, what is the issue here? Are they concerned that these roads are going to lead to an increase in visitors to Noosa, or are these roads going absolutely nowhere?
I think just how they came out of nowhere in such a short space of time without any prior consultation. I think a few of those are the key issues, you know, just lack of local support and endorsement. And yeah, I guess, the environmentalists would argue, you know, you're killing the plants, even though it really didn't look like they killed that many. Yeah, I think it just went out for a kilometre.
Yeah, I wonder why the council decided it was necessary to lay these roads under, you know, under such subterfuge.
Yeah.
And this is a cloak of darkness.
Beach coastal town. They're not that far from the coast. It's not like it's super inland. I'm not sure.
No, you know, look, there's so many Victorians that go up to Noosa, end up in Noosa. Maybe Daniel Andrews' government just decided to annex it as part of Victoria and, you know, it's part of the big build program. I don't know.
Maybe. This is crazy. Guys, if you've got thoughts while you're listening in, you know you can SMS on us on 0427JOY949 or you can email us on... onair@joy.org.au.
Completely forgot that. I will add here though. I can imagine that the bushland outside of Noosa is a very pretty place, right? Now, I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here, but where uh-oh. I grew up on a part of sort of outer west Melbourne, right on the metropolitan fringe there. Mm. And I do remember the council always banging on about there having to be a green belt between Melbourne City and this particular town.
Okay.
Right? Which is now part of Melbourne metropolitan area anyway.
Yep.
Now, my old brown leather belt at home is more green than this belt of land between here and there. So, I always used to think going through the train on there, I was thinking, what are they trying to preserve here? Like six different varieties of thistle, you know? It was just very barren land. And I thought, look, just let it develop. Do you know what I mean? It's not worth keeping. But, you know, the outskirts of Noosa, I'm sure, are pristine and very nice.
Yeah, it gets a bit humid, a bit tropical, very dense.
We don't need roads going nowhere.
We don't. Oh, God. Well, that was topic of the week. It's a bit intense. It was very random. I saw it on my newsfeed. I was like, this is, it was very alien-esque. Well, the UFOs are coming.
Yeah, I would hardly call it a mystery, but, you know, you built it up as one, so thanks for the disappointment.
You're welcome, you're welcome. Next, we've got your segment. Very exciting. About these birds. Something's happening with the birds. A lot of them, apparently.
Yeah, so the next segment is NSA. This is, No Strings Attached. This is where we unpack certain aspects of love, sex, dating, et cetera, from a bad gay perspective. Think the old Dr. Feelgood radio shows. If Dr. Feelgood versus Dr. Feel-A-Right. Mm. You know, so tonight's topic is my pick. And it's birds of a feather flock together. Now, what I mean by that, it's not an orgy, Alex.
I've just got to get out of the gutter. I've just got to put people in the mood. Just give me 3 seconds. Orchid buzz on your phone, and you know what it means.
A glance across a crowded bar.
When your eyes lock together on the tram.
You're listening to Bad Gays, No Strings Attached.
Wait, why are we talking in this voice? Oh, it gets me every time. It's a bit gross.
It's made me come over all on this.
Okay, continue. What were you saying?
Well, so the topic this week I've called Birds of a Feather Flock Together. Which is not an orgy, like I said earlier. So, I was at a music festival years ago, a gay festival, where I witnessed a group of gay men. I'm told the collective noun is a menogue, by the way, of gay men.
God.
Is that, I don't know, but anyway. All of them, very easy on the eye.
Mm.
And they walked by as such. Now, picture this, right? Six of them.
Is this at Mardi Gras?
No, it was at a festival in the UK.
Okay, their version.
But it could just as well be Mardi Gras. Mm. So picture this, six of them in a chain, hand in hand, walk by with the one at the front, an absolute specimen of a man, 6'2", built like a god. Ooh,
that's very tall.
I'm guessing 6'2", built like a god, the works.
Okay.
And then the stature, build and looks of each man went down as the chain went down.
Oh my God, bell curve.
Like the diagram, the evolution of gay, you know.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I just found this a little bit depressing, really. And
okay.
I mean, the sixth guy in the chain was still great looking, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I thought, was he? God, I thought, where would I fit into this human daisy chain?
Oh, no.
I would probably be at the back being pulled in a trolley with a Hessian sack on me.
Oh, no, I doubt that, but okay.
Anyway, needless to say, I found the whole thing just a little bit baffling, and it made me wonder, is there, in the gay world, a natural sort of pecking order?
Selection.
Or hierarchy that we feel the need to follow in our interactions with other gay men.
Okay.
So the question is, do birds of a feather really flock together? In other words, is it a gay male trait to wish to only mix in circles of others of the same level of attractiveness or more to their own perceived attractiveness? Or do we, as bad gays, feel no need to couple up with someone equal or better than what we perceive ourselves to be.
It's funny you say that because thinking about it, my ex kind of... A lot of people would say we looked alike, but I don't think we did. It's just because we had that, like, kind of European, yeah, young male yeah, physique.
Well, that's the same kind of thing, actually, then, isn't it? I mean, well, yeah, it's because you are pairing up with somebody who is...
Similar.
Like. Yeah. Similar look to you.
Interesting. Oh, God, conspiracy theory. Okay.
Yeah. Or is this simply... part of the laws of attraction.
Right.
This is how it works.
You know? Right.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit confused because why the hell do some people think it's even a prerequisite to only select a future partner who is perceived as of equal attraction or more attractive?
It's very, oh my God, you've opened a can of worms, but I'm not mad about it. It's definitely a complicated one. I think it depends, you know, even with nature, even with birds, you know, you see certain birds, they do fly in flocks, and you see some of them, they're rainbow, they're gorgeous, they don't need a flock, they just fly on their own. Like, and I think humans are the same, you know. I was telling you off air that I've changed. One of my best friends has been the subject of dramatic change, and this is within a one-year period. His dating pool was so small, the amount of guys that he would... allow himself to date was so few, and now it's...
And did they have a certain look?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you're going with the attractiveness and the conventional kind of... Yeah.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, and nowadays it's like, I'm even going, seriously? You're really considering this person? And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but you're talking about the exotic bird, you know, uniquely preening on its own. But I would actually argue that this was a case of gay male preening at its worst. You know what I mean? Like, these six guys were going past and, you know, they'd all been living in the gym since they were 18 years old. You know, like, and it was just, I got the impression that they would definitely not consider letting anybody into their circle of friendship.
Oh, it was a close group.
Didn't have the same level of standards that they were demonstrating.
Well, that makes...
by their looks.
Yeah.
I did wonder if that sort of that idea of exclusivity still exists in the gay world.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what I can tell you? There's only a handful of gay venues within Melbourne, and I personally avoid at least half of them because that happens, and that's the clientele and the type of people that go there. And I don't want to associate or be with those kind of people.
But do you have venues that are available to you?
Yes, I do. And I do attend those. Yeah. So we've got options here and we're lucky that we do. But I don't think that's the case for several locations.
Right, okay. But yeah. I do think as bad gays, I think we need to uphold this idea that, you know, you're prepared to go outside of your idea of the ideal person to, in our relationships and in our
hookups. I think. But then I would argue, you know, like, do people do... With friendships, you do that, I feel like, just generally. You kind of... Or maybe you don't.
Well, I got the impression with these guys, even with friendships, they wouldn't do this.
Oh,
you know, they would only hang out with people
so
who,
exclusive.
Look, everybody wants a bit of arm candy, maybe, a bit of a trophy wife. I don't know. But I got the impression that it was definitely like, you know, you have to join the club, to join the good gay club, you've got to look a certain way.
Trophies are... you know, pretty, but they're pretty fake as well.
They are. But what I would say is, I mean, you would get this on the apps all the time, wouldn't you? I mean, that's where the whole idea of swiping left or right comes from.
Oh, yes. Toxicity of online culture.
Where the whole idea of sort of Tinder matches comes from. Everything is sort of photo-based these days.
That's true.
Does it perpetuate this idea that...
I don't think it helps.
No.
I don't, yeah.
So anyway, that's my NSA topic of the week.
Whoa, there you go. Damn, that was a lot. I need a breather. Oh. All right, we're going to go to a song for me to breathe after that intense topic.
Mad gay might seduce your dad gay. I'm the bad gay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.